Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morning, Kirsten. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm always excited for Halloween.
I know. Is it a big thing in your life?
Huge. I'm not a Christmas person. I've been a Halloween person. And when I moved to New Zealand in the 80s, people didn't really do it here.
No.
But I've always tried to sort of decorate the front of my house so the people that are partaking know to come here and that I'm happy for it. In the past, like when my kids were little, I organized full-on haunted houses, and which I meant for, like, you know, come by, go through the haunted house and get your candy.
Yeah.
But the Kiwi parents misunderstood, and I just had like 50 kids dropped off at my place.
That's awesome. Oh, amazing. So it just turned into a house party.
Yes. Like, oh, okay. But yeah, no, I love it. I like the dressing up. I like the spookiness, and I like, you know, giving kids treats. In fact, you know, you get to meet some of your neighbors that you don't normally interact with.
I come from a bit of an anti-Halloween family.
Yeah, so, I know some people are.
So in my later years, I've really embraced it. And I'll tell you what, I'm starting to favour it over Christmas.
Whoa,
and that's
cool.
That's a bit cool.
I mean, I know some people feel it's American. Mm. I mean, it isn't. It's actually European and stuff. But, but you know, so I understand that resistance to becoming Americanized. You know, I get that. But
yeah. True. All right. Well, you've got some vintage Halloween tracks for us today. This is an interesting pick.
I love this music, and I'm going to discuss it. Yeah. Why it's linked with Halloween, this particular weird time period? Because obviously, you know, it could be any decade, but we get these sort of late '50s, early '60s, sort of weird things happening, and it feels so Halloween to me. It has this, I guess it's sort of, you know, a little more innocent time. But because like in 1963, this guy Boris Pickett did the Monster Mash, and that was a huge hit.
It was a graveyard smash, if you will.
You're right. It was banned in the charts for a little while. People were
really
worried about it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, you get all the way through, you know, all the way through, like, to, like, Michael Jackson's Thriller, you know, like, you get this sort of, you know, music based on the, you know, the ghoulish and the haunted. One thing I read said it goes back to the blues with that, I put a spell on you because you're mine.
Oh, yeah.
But even thinking about, you know, any songs about, like, you know, Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil or AC/DC Highway to Hell, soundtracks to horror movies. So apparently all this music increases on Spotify, they can watch it all go up and increases seasonally. So, you know, to have, you know, particular music that seasonally will go up all through time. And the biggest, this is interesting for me, the biggest partaker of this music in the United States is Utah.
Yes, Utah. Okay.
And white women in their 30s and 40s.
I love that.
Oh, you can't fight the stats, can you? You can't. Oh, that's fascinating. Because, you know, when you think of seasonal music, you usually think of Christmas tunes and how the malls just blast it for 4 weeks straight. But I think Halloween music, do you think it's a little bit more of a restricted period?
Yeah. So what, I mean, this is a big sort of thing I could talk about. So in the history of rock and roll, rock and roll started in the, you know, like 50s, basically. And it was still kind of a niche. You know, it wasn't filling the whole charts. It was, you know, a strand of music that people partook in.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it introduced all sorts of things. So in the late 50s, early 60s, you actually get all sorts of weird musics. You get Motown, you get sort of girl groups and doo-wop, and these things, novelty songs were really popular, and these Halloween songs fit into that. And it wasn't until like the Beatles came, and then rock became more rock, you know, it became more masculine, it became more sort of serious, you know, and less goofy for a while. So yeah, it was this period of novelty songs, where they'd be right in the chart, you know, the witch doctor and just the pop chart was full of silly things, and we're going to hear some silly things.
That's really fascinating. Should we kick it off with Nightmare from Jack Turner?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about this.
1955. Wow. It actually, the information I could find was from hillbillymusic.com. So you know, that's where his music is. And one of the record compilations that had it was Greasy Halloween Rockabilly Vinyl.
Ooh, awesome. Okay.
And so, yeah, his background is cowboy songs and hillbilly. Mm-hmm. Amazing artists. Started playing the ukulele and performing at 6 years old.
Very good. Let's have a listen.
Fascinating.
I dreamed I was an angel that fell into disgrace. My wings came off and left me, and I flew out into space. The darkness had no bottom. Through emptiness I fell. My face began to laugh at me, and then I heard it yell, Nightmare! Villains and meanies tracking me down, Nightmare! Devils and genies floating around, Nightmare! Witches and goblins walking on air, Nightmare! I found a bush of goldfish in a hothouse packed with ice. My pockets couldn't hold them, so I traded them for mice. The mice turned into rabbits and then to kangaroos. They auctioned off my union suit to pay my union dues. Nightmare! Villains and meanies tracking me down. Nightmare! Devils and genies floating around. Nightmare! Witches and goblins walking on air. Nightmare! A space patrolman caught me and took me to the moon. But I flew back to nature on a two-bit toy balloon. I landed in the ocean right on a buttercup and lived on pickled herring until someone woke me up. Nightmare! Villains and meanies tracking me down. Nightmare! Devils and genies floating around. Goblins walking on air, Nightmare.
It's just like perfectly corny, eh?
Yes.
It is the right amount of corniness, I reckon. Yep.
Well, and it shows the different, you know, kind of genre that it can be based in, you know, to have it coming from this other space. Now, the next one I want to play is The Transylvania Tourist. So this guy, Baron Damon, and the Vampires, he was actually a radio guy. And this small town in upstate New York, Syracuse, this was the biggest hit that ever came out of the town, and they're still very proud of it. And so, you know, he was a radio guy and, you know, would play, you know, Halloween songs. And this was his character as the sort of bumbling, campy, cheesy vampire, very different to Edward Cullen. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he was more Bela Lugosi, whereas the Monster Mash was Boris Karloff. Mm-hmm. And this is the Transylvania Twist. Now, also during this period, you got Dance Craze songs, you know, like, you know, the Macarena, you know, we still a little bit get them now. Yeah. But there was a big deal that, you know, there would be songs based on a Dance Craze. And yeah, so this guy's really hilarious.
It's funny to see, like, the rise of, you know, kind of social media, like TikTok, for instance, to say the name. You know, people doing dances to songs like Now.
That's true, and it's coming back in. You're right, because people love it. People love to dance. They love a dance that's simple enough that you can get it, you know, within, let's say, 10, 15 minutes. You know, that's because not everybody can be really great dancers. So, yeah, it's actually really cool aspect of sort of pop music, isn't it?
Interesting. All right. Well, let's have a listen to the Transylvania Twist.
Scream your little hands off, the pattern's alarm.
the wall. She'd never get back for you at all.
Yeah, yeah, he's cool. The way I'm cool. What a fool.
Yeah, yeah, I'm cool. A crazy cool. But I'm no fool.
It's almost a bit like surfy, eh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that was another music that was big during that time was surf music. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was just a lot more open to kind of weirdness instead of where you got, you know, in the later 60s, the sort of charts a bit more homogenous with this rock thing, you know, that, you know, it was great music and everyone wanted to do it. But yeah, there wasn't. And also it was a big radio time, you know,
mm-hmm.
with, you know, radio stations having, you know, really funny DJs, and they would play goofy things. And,
but hey, they still do.
That's right. That's right. You know, but big personalities and kind of, you know, taking their audiences on a journey.
Quite like trademarked in a way, eh?
Yeah. You guys need more sound effects.
Oh, yeah. We're working on it. Someone's mentioned Screaming Lord Sutch, who wrote the track Jack the Ripper, which I think is a good shout.
Mm. Someone's someone's also talking about the Addams Family, which is just like classic Halloween nostalgia, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Munsters, any of those. I mean, you can go creepier, like music from The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
Theremins, anything with theremins, people think scary.
Yeah, immediately scary. That is an instrument that is boxed in by its stereotypes, I reckon.
I love the theremin.
Yeah.
We need to make the theremin cool again.
The theremin's always been cool. I think it's cool. I'm team theremin.
Well, you can get one. It can be part of your radio shtick with an S-C-H-T.
Could.
A shtick.
I feel like we could just do a bit of wow.
Yes, you can do it with your mouth.
Oh, what's the next track, Kirsten?
I Was a Teenage Monster by the Ketones.
Oh, 1961. I love this track.
Well, even anything teenage, you know, that was the other thing from this era, you know, it was music for teens. I guess, you know, once the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, rock became a little more like a good, air quotes, you know, and it was a little more for like the, you know, mid 20-year-olds to 30-year-olds, you know, but this music was for teens, you know, and they're a rockabilly trio.
Brilliant.
This is so awesome. I mainly chose this one because I love the cover as well. There's
Monster Bop.
Monster Bop is the album.
It's an awesome subgenre.
This is just fascinating that this used to make the charts. That's what seems to be getting me with this. It's like these tracks used to do really well.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, people are still making Halloween-y sort of vibes music, I think. I mean, we were just talking before about the new Florence and the Machine album that's out today. It's literally called Everybody Scream, and, like, it's not, you know, directly about Halloween.
Yeah, you're so right.
It's got a vibe to it, a spooky vibe.
Yeah, you're so right. Mm. I mean, you know, obviously, like, goth and stuff, too. Like, there's people, you know, I know we like songs that talk about love and loss, you know, but yeah, you know, as you said, there's other people like to talk about other thing, and it's always been that topic lurking there for those that partake.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Kirsten. This was a lot of fun. We're going to listen to I Was a Teenage Monster from the Ketones, but thank you for joining us. Hope you have an awesome Halloween.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I hope it's fun. See ya.
I Was a Teenage Monster.
I was a teenage monster. A horrible teenage monster. 80 pounds of hair all over my face. Long fingernail, my toes a disgrace. Then I met a teenage angel. Beautiful teenage angel.
Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.